Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier with news there. It will be weeks before Waikato DHB will be running at full capacity after a cyber attack paralysed its IT systems 4 weeks ago. But progress is being made, with doctors now able to access patients' full medical information, get lab results and see x-rays and scans. Our reporter Sarah Robson filed this story.
On the emergency department door at Waikato Hospital, a warning. Computer outage disruption, emergency department capacity is limited. Walking through the corridors, there are handwritten signs on A4 bits of paper. Don't turn on the laptops. Library open for reduced hours. Getting things back up and running has taken longer than Chief Executive Kevin Snee expected.
It's certainly the first cyber attack I've ever managed. I hope it's my last.
4 weeks on from a ransomware attack, the DHB says it's getting more clinical services back up and running. Doctors can now see patients' full medical information and record and track them as they move through hospitals. Medical Services Medical Director Graham Mills says that's made a big difference.
Talking to my clinical colleagues who worked last weekend compared with the weekends before, they felt that they were able to work at about 90% of what they previously were able to do from a clinical care perspective.
Lab diagnostics and radiology services are also back up and running.
It means now that we can view images on computers in the organisation. We can see laboratory results in the same turnaround times or just slightly slower than what they previously were on computers.
Kevin Snee says it shows they are making progress.
That's a big step forward for our services compared to where they were over the previous month. We still have a way to go. So whilst these are really important core services, there's still quite a long way to go.
Work is underway to pinpoint exactly how many patients missed appointments or had elective surgeries deferred because of the cyber attack. Hospital and Community Services Executive Director Christine Lowry says those people will need to be prioritised, and at this stage they're not sure just how big that backlog will be.
So it's understanding what that looks like and then in order of priority getting patients booked back into our system, as well as working through the number of referrals that we have received into the organisation but haven't been able to access over the last 4 weeks.
Christine Lowry says they'll be working with other DHBs to make sure people get the care they need. More staff will also need to be brought in to help with the catch-up, and asking people to come out of retirement isn't being ruled out.
We will be looking at all sorts of options, as long as they're appropriate and the staff have the appropriate skills and training to do what we need them to do.
Kevin Snee says it will be weeks before services are running as normal, and there is still the busy winter season to contend with.
It'll be quite a long tail to this thing, but as we get further along, there'll be more and more functionality in the service and you know, getting back more and more.
Kevin Snee says people should continue to visit their GP in the first instance if they need medical care to ease pressure on hospitals across the Waikato region.
It's Tekoma Ono Minute Ki Te Ono.